Welcome to Life as a Freelance podcast with myself, Victoria Pillar, brought to you by Times Live. Today, we will be talking about building a personal brand, which begins with crafting a unique voice and identity that sets you apart in a crowded market. There's so many of us, and each and every one of us are unique. So this is an essential part in forming your brand. So basically, what you need to look at when discovering your personal tact when it comes to developing your own personal brand, it's number one, self-reflection. So you start by understanding your strengths and values and passions, what makes you unique, what are your core beliefs. These elements will form the foundation of your brand. So one thing that I've done personally is that actually I position myself as a corporate person, and as much as I work as a freelancer, but I actually decided to go on LinkedIn and just create my brand from there. So I interact with your who's, people that you don't have access to frequently, because that's how I view myself. So someone else will identify with platforms like your Instagram, which are a bit more casual, your Facebooks, etc. So all of this goes back to understanding my strengths. I spoke about how I see myself with the CEOs, which I believe is one of my strengths. So your values, your passions, those are all essential in deciding what route to take in becoming a freelancer. You also need to define your niche. So you have to look at areas of your expertise and your target audience. So a clear niche helps you understand art and attract the right clients. So I come from a background of corporate social investment journalism. And I actually knew from there that I actually want to align myself with business people. So now working as a media relations person slash broadcaster slash content creator, my content revolves around professional people. I am trying to get into Instagram. It's a bit of a difficult thing because I've sort of made myself used to becoming this, I won't say a serious person, it's not like really serious, but like this formal person. So you need to understand your niche, because that makes life very simple. You also need to develop your voice. Your brand voice should reflect your personality and resonate with your audience. So there's a bit of a tug of war personally. I moved from being so playful to becoming a professional. And I took the whole thing of being serious too much. And now I'm just trying to get back to the lighter side of myself. And it's a bit of a battle. So in you rebranding as a person, it's always essential to not lose parts of you that keep you alive. So there's essential parts of me that I find, you know, that I'm trying to get back to. So those things are really important. And that's how you just resonate with your audience. So if you're a humorous person, if you're like an inspirational person or a professional person, consistency in tone and style is very important. So I became a bit too professional in my tone. And now I'm just trying to like tweak things a bit to ensure that actually this girl's fun. Like she's fun. She can be funny and all of these things. So just keep parts of yourself that you love. When you're rebranding and you're sort of like changing the person that you are and were, keep parts of you that keep you alive, because it forms a part of your identity and your voice. There's also visual identity, where you create a cohesive visual identity that includes a logo, color scheme, typography. These elements should be consistent across all platforms because they enhance brand recognition. So when someone sees you on LinkedIn that your logo has like a blue and it's written in a certain way, you must also apply the same thing in all other platforms so that you are recognizable. Don't confuse your audience. Don't confuse them at all. Your identity is you. You can't tweak it. So you are allowed to like reinvent yourself, but always maintain the same consistency. Storytelling as well. Human beings love stories. I'm a storyteller at heart. You have to share your journey, experiences, and the story behind your brand. What makes us humans is actually our stories, like where we come from, where we're going, the people that we've experienced, and everyone loves a story, hey? Everyone just loves a story. Some people may not tell you, but everyone loves a story. So you must share your journey. Don't be afraid of the bad, the good, because there's a tendency of us on socials, we like to sort of like paint a picture of just goodness. It's okay to also share the raw parts of yourself, you know, I mean, obviously don't embarrass yourself, but like, yeah, just be a human being so that people can relate to you. Do you know actually what separates Rihanna and Beyonce as brands or as business brands? Because both of them actually started as artists and, they moved on to being, businesswomen. Beyonce has no personality, or she doesn't show any personality. She doesn't show that she's a human being. And then there's Rihanna. You know, she will show the intricate parts of being a human being. And I think that's what makes her a successful business person. I know some people will be against it, and I'm part of the Navy. But yeah, those things are very essential. So then, I spoke a lot about social media. So I want to come on to, or I want to get into utilizing social media for brand growth. Luckily, we don't live in the days of television to push our hustle. I don't like using the word hustle, but to push whatever talents that we have and to be a success. We now have social media, which is a powerful tool for building and growing our personal brands. So here's how you can leverage it effectively. Firstly, you need to choose the right platform. I emphasize this quite a lot in things that I've said previously. You focus on the social media platforms where your target audience is most active. For freelancers, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook are popular choices. So you'll see what works for you and you invest your energy into whatever that you feel good with. And I promise you that it's going to reap rewards. Consistent posting. It's a struggle for me on Instagram, as I said, that I've actually recently just branched into Instagram. But you have to be frequent because people can forget about you. So you share content that aligns with your brand's voice and values. This could include blog posts, industry insights, personal achievements, and behind-the-scenes glimpses. I actually carved my freelance career on LinkedIn. I just started by sharing my stuff as a CSI journalist, when I was a CSI journalist, and people started engaging. And then I branched into news reading. People, you know, started engaging as well. So I've taken them through my journey in the different phases that I've gone through in my career. So it's really important to keep people up to date as to what's going on. Also engage with your audience. My darling, if you do not engage with your people, it's pointless. It's really pointless. You can't post and go. If you are building a brand, you have to engage with the people. You have to respond to the comments. You participate in discussions and engage with other users' content. Like, for example, if you attended a launch of something and you find that someone posted about it, and you can share your remarks if you're like happy about it, you know, stuff like that. It builds relationships and it's key in growing your personal brand. You also need to have a content strategy. This is where you develop a content strategy that includes a mix of informative, entertaining, and promotional content. You don't want to overload people with too much educational content, too much promotional content, or also too informative or too entertaining. Too much of anything is just bad. So just have a balance of what you give people so that they stay interested. So just to be organized, you have to have a content calendar to plan and also schedule posts in advance. Just think of it as a radio show, but it's your own platform. So yeah. Also, there's the visual content. Quality matters. High quality visuals are essential for catching your audience attention. Nobody wants a foggy image. Even if you have a bad phone, just try to, I don't know, like most of us have iPhones, so I know it's a general assumption, but just try to take appealing pictures because nobody wants a foggy image. Use images, videos, infographics, and stories to make your content more engaging. We also have stock images that you can use, which I personally don't like, but that's also an available option as opposed to using. There's also analytics and adjustment, which is actually something I just got familiar with. Because that helps you understand what's working and what's not working in terms of the contents that you post. So be prepared to adjust your strategy based on these insights, because that's what determines the growth of your brand on the socials. It's also very important to be consistent and also be authentic. It's very easy for us to copy each other online. So back to forming an identity. That's how you maintain authenticity. Consistency. there is absolutely no injection on earth that's going to come and inject you consistency. It's something that you have to learn for yourself. And sometimes we become very fixated in the numbers that we have, which are very important. But I've realized that actually people invest in brands that are consistent. So that helps in building trust. Consistent messaging and behavior build trust with your audience. When people know what to expect from you, they're more likely to follow, engage, and do business with you, which is what you want at the end of the day. There's also brand recognition. So consistency in your visual and verbal identity helps in creating a recognizable brand. Over time, your audience will associate specific colors, logos, and tones with your brand. Authenticity resonates. People are drawn to authenticity. Sharing your true self, including your successes and failures, makes your brand relatable. I feel like I'm being redundant, but I have to repeat that it's all in authenticity. It's a cliche word, I know, but it's very important. Also, there's reinforcing your message. Reinforcing your message. Repeatedly delivering the same core messages reinforces your brand's values and mission. This helps in solidifying your brand identity in the minds of your audience. So when someone goes on my profile and clicks at Nokuthula Khwela, they know that my brand is just this girl that just dishes information, whether it's about a hotel or flight tariffs or a new restaurant. I'm just that person. So just ensure that you like refine your message. There's also professionalism, because all in all, in as much as we freelancers and the way of doing things can be really casual, but it's also essential to maintain being professional. So consistent and authentic branding demonstrates professionalism and commitment. It shows that you are serious about your work and care about your brand's reputation. You have to care about your brand's reputation. That's what makes your money. I hope I was loud and clear, my fellow freelancers. And that's been it for this edition of Life as a Freelancer podcast. Remember, you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on Ayono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow me on all social media platforms. It's at Makhwela on Instagram and TikTok, Nokuthula Khwela on LinkedIn and Facebook. I have been your host, Nokuthula Khwela. Until next time, ciao, ciao.